93, 1230, and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, 926. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a great morning. Had Kathy Wright in the studio this morning. Marissa Chamber, how you doing?
Good morning, and I have two little people with me. I have my granddaughters, Avery and Elodie. Can you girls say hi?
Hi.
And what was the names?
Avery and Elodie.
All right. Welcome. All right, so I guess talk about some things that will be going on.
Girls are excited about the Coal Festival that's coming up. It's taking place on August the 9th, 10th, and 11th. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to have fireworks, I believe, Saturday evening. On Friday evening, we're going to have the truck pull, and that includes factory stock gas, super stock two-wheeler, super stock, oh, I guess that's two-wheel drive. Okay, super stock four-wheel drive, and work stock diesels, and true stock turbo diesel. I guess everybody that knows trucks knows what that is, but I don't know
what that is. I'm lost too. So.
Sounds like fun, though. If they have all those trucks, I guess it'll be fun.
True. It sounds impressive.
And then we have our Saturday night, we have our crowning of the queen and the princesses and the prince. And
that always draws a big...
Yeah. I know Christopher DeMange is running for prince. And let's see, who's running for prince? For queen is Autumn. And I can't think of Autumn's last name. But anyhow, good luck to you two. And I know there's several more that are running.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk some more with Kathy from the Marissa Chamber. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. 9:34, welcome back. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, talking today with Kathy Wright from Marissa, and talking about the Coal Festival. Coal Festival that'll be coming up, and it's catching, I guess.
I guess.
But you just had a few pretty good events as well, the yard sale and everything, citywide yard sale.
Yeah, the yard sale went well, except it was kind of rainy that day. People were a little bit disappointed because it was so rainy, but I have nothing to do with the rain.
That's one thing we don't have any control over, right?
That's right.
We can have the Krispy Kreme donuts for sale at the
right
thing.
They went by 9 o'clock. It was great.
So I know I was over there about 10:30 and they were gone, so So there's some other events coming up, I know, in addition to the Coal Festival.
Well, we have the, of course, in November is the Toast of Marissa, and that's November the 10th. And we'll have our wineries and our vendors. I'm working on the vendors, and we'll have lots of good food this year. Well, we have good food every year, but I'm working on the food, too, so it'll be good. And we've got the bands lined up, so we're getting ready for that. So
it's in November, but yet that'll be here before we know it.
Yes, for sure. So everybody put that on your calendar so you can come over to the wine tasting and get you some wine bottles for the winter. And we'll see you November the 10th.
It looks like some of the Wine Garden, Alto Vineyards, Fox Creek, just some of the wineries that are going to be there.
Yeah, and we're going to try to get a couple new ones this year, so we'll see.
All right.
So the other thing I'd like to talk about that's in Marissa is we've got a couple new businesses in Marissa. We've got one that's called The Shop, and it's at 911 East Lyon Street, and it is the old Dollar General store, and it is located across from the Marissa Food Mart, and they've got a wide range of merchandise. They have new brand name clothing with 70 to 50% off the retail. They've got slightly... worn clothing. They've got new shoes, baskets, antique glass items, jewelry, just a little bit of everything. And they've got new items coming in every day. They have a lot of people that consign there. So if you need any help or you want to be a vendor, their number is 618-571-1485. And they're open every day except Saturday. Saturday is the day that they have with their family. So they are open on Sunday. And they're open from about 10 o'clock till 6 o'clock most of the evenings. They also have an upholstery shop there, which a lot of people don't know about. Rob Meserly is the head of their interiors. He was an aviation pilot, and he began designing interiors and landed a job doing fabrication and upholstery with an aircraft company. So he does all kinds of upholstery. I've seen the insides of cars that he's done, and he does a very good job. So again, the number for him is 618-571-1485. And we've also got, which I'm excited about, we have a Marissa Farmers Market that is Thursday, and it is also at the shop, and it's there from 10 to 4, and sometimes he has flowers, and he has whatever's in season, blackberries, strawberries, tomatoes, asparagus, lettuces, anything that's in season he's got. And he also makes his own jams and jellies and pickles and salsas, and pecans are there. I buy all my pecans there. So that's
just a little bit of everything.
Yeah, a little bit of everything, yes. You should be able to find whatever you're looking for there.
And that's located, where is that?
711 North Lyons. Sorry, East Lyons. 711 East Lyons, right as you come in from Sparta.
Okay, so easy to find.
Easy to find.
Yeah, worth the stop in and just kind of look around. I'm sure you probably find something.
Oh, yes. I always find something when I go there.
So, and what's the name of that business?
It's called The Shop.
The Shop. Okay. Simple, easy to remember.
Yes.
So, you mentioned the Coal Fest coming up, some of the events going on with it. How many years is that? That's been going on quite a few years.
Oh, it's their 40th anniversary.
40th, wow.
I forgot to mention that. Yeah, it's their 40th anniversary. So that's why they're having the fireworks. And they have a big display of fireworks, or they should. They have $5,000 for fireworks, so that should be a big display.
Definitely. So, and that'll be coming up in, August. It was 9th through 11th.
9th through 11th.
And again, that'll be here before we know it.
And we'll have the rides again. The carnies will be there, and lemonade shake-ups, and lots of good food there again. And there'll be vendors there too.
So it's just the good old, kind of a picnic atmosphere, carnival atmosphere, and stuff for the kids to do, stuff for the adults to do, and of course
they'll have the kiddie tractor pull out Saturday morning for the kids too. That's always a fun one for the kids.
Kids love it, and the parents really get into watching it.
Yeah, and then they get ice cream afterwards, so everybody loves it.
That settles it right there.
Yeah.
So, what other kind of things are going on in Marissa right now?
Well, we have another new business on Main Street. It's called Antiques, Upscale, Decor, and More. And that is run by Cheyenne Gottler and Ann Crone. And that's a new business that's right on Main Street. I don't know exactly the address of it. It's probably like around 211 North Main, I believe.
So if you just drive along there,
you'll see it. Yes, very nice people, and they're going to start doing stained glass, where you can actually make stained glass pictures, and yeah, wow. that's what the gentleman does that is there too. So that'll be interesting to be able to make your own stained glass.
Yeah, those type of venues, I think, have been around for a few years, but they seem to be gaining popularity, where people can go in and make something.
Yes, yes.
So that there's art ones or stained glass. I mean, it's always kind of neat to have some stained glass in some of your windows, in your house, above doors. I've noticed, people put them in places, mm-hmm. or just a general picture, to hang on the wall.
Right.
So, all right. Anyway, we got this other break. Let's go ahead and throw that in, and then we'll come back and talk some more with Kathy here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back, 9:48 here. We're talking with Kathy Wright from Marissa, and also two girls that are with her, and I forget the names, but
Avery and Elodie. They're my granddaughters.
Okay, and I think they were wanting to tell us a little bit, too.
On June the 8th, the Masons are having a barbecue, and it starts at...
10:30.
What time?
10:30.
Okay.
And they always have really nice barbecue, and it'll just go till they don't have any left. And it's right at the four-way stop in Marissa.
So since it is good, and you probably want to get there early.
Yeah, you want to get there early to make sure you get some. You can always take it home and eat it for lunch or dinner.
That's true. Put it in the refrigerator, you can have it the next day for lunch if you
want.
Just warm it up. So that's June the 8th.
June the 8th, starting at 10:30.
All right. And what else?
And we've got the Coal Festival coming up. The Coal Festival coming up on August the 9th, 10th, and 11th. And Avery's going to tell you about the...
Truck Pull Friday, August 9th. August 9th, 7 p.m.
All right. Truck Pull. So those are always fun.
And then Saturday we'll have the crowning of the prince and the queen and... King and all of those people.
And the princess.
And then Sunday we'll have our parade at 4 o'clock.
All right. The parade always draws out a pretty good crowd, too. People enjoy that.
And yes, and it's our 40th anniversary, so it ought to be really good.
True.
Everybody's true. Working on their floats already.
And the contest as well, too, I know always draws a good crowd. Do you know how many participants they've got at this point? Or
I think they've got probably 7 or 8 participants at this point. For the queen and king and princess and prince.
Making sure you remember the princess, right?
That's right. My other granddaughter, Ella, she was crowned the princess a couple years ago.
Okay, so that'll be coming up. Of course, you mentioned the Toast to Marissa in November, which,
November
like we said...
November the 10th.
That's November, but get it on the calendar because that's...
Right, and we'll start selling tickets for the 50-50 drawing, too, right about now.
So selling them that long, you come up with a pretty good amount.
Oh, we want to make a good amount so everybody wins. So somebody wins a big prize.
Exactly. You know, the bigger the prize, the more they sell.
Right. I think we've given away up to $1,000. So we'll see if we can make it a little bit more than that.
That's a nice little sum to take home.
Yeah.
All right, so we got the Coal Festival. We've got the Mason's Barbecue June the 8th Coal Festival coming up August 9th through 11th. I see, you know, we just talked and you just had the yard sale, a citywide yard sale on May the 4th. Looks like they've got another one scheduled in the fall for October 5th.
So, yes.
So if you missed this one or went to this one.
Yeah, this one was kind of bad weather. So I promise next time it's not going to be bad weather. So you can have your fall one and it'll be good.
Now, you do know this is recorded, right?
I do know this is recorded.
So on August the 5th, we'll know that the weather's going to be nice.
That's right.
So, all right, anything else you wanted to add? Or?
Well, I'm trying to find, there's a dedication of the Marissa... Community Center, and that is going to be June the 15th, I believe. And that is going to be a trivia night. I think there's still tables available for that. You could call Village Hall, and I'm sure they would have the information for you. I'm trying to look it up real quick, but I don't see it on here.
Okay.
So anyhow, that'll be a good event. But yeah, you can look in. Call Village Hall and they'll have all the information for you. And I apologize, I don't have that phone number right on me.
Okay.
So anyhow, everybody have a wonderful day and thank you for letting us come and talk, Jeff, and we'll see you next month.
All right.
You girls want to say goodbye?
Bye.
All right, great. Bye-bye. And Kathy, we'll talk to you next time then, I guess.
Yes, thank you very much, Jeff.
And we will talk to you again tomorrow here on The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Have a great day.